I fly a starship across the universe divide, and when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can.
Perhaps welcome back to the Jeff Moore Show on FM Talk 106.5, 35 minutes after the hour. Coming up tomorrow on the program, our usual Wednesday guest, Sean Ross, will be with us. You'll want to tune in for that, and a plethora of guests to be named later, as I have not done much of my duties in booking tomorrow's program yet, but we'll hope to rectify that as the afternoon progresses. As always, twitter.com/Jeff_Poor, about a half hour or so before the program. Post a guest list, and you don't even have to follow me. All you got to do is go check that out if you want to know who was coming up on the program. But joining us now, speaking of guests, our friend Pete Rehm. You can hear him here on Thursday nights on FM Talk 106.5. Also writes a column. I read it every week. Pete, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for making time for us. We always appreciate it. A couple of things I want to get you on for. I guess first off, the USS Alabama controversy, Donald Trump not speaking there. Based on my reporting, had wanted of the event there on the 4th of July weekend, but was denied by the commission. Is that in the rearview mirror? Do you think any of that going to come back up anytime soon?
I think it will come back up at some point. I mean, there's kind of nothing really to say or going on about it right now. I think the one thing that I do want to clarify is really the Battleship Commission actually never denied it. They just never answered. They just ran out the clock and never answered. And my understanding, you know, they keep talking about the policy they have or don't have. My understanding, they don't have a meeting in July, but they do have a meeting in August, and I think they're going to resolve that, and they're going to answer the question on the policy of whether this is allowed or not, and then after all that settles down, the thing might come back around, but I think the battleship's going to sort of got to settle out what their policy is or is not.
Yeah, I suppose all eyes will be on that August meeting, and you can only punt for so long. But ultimately, there's going to be a reckoning or a time for answers.
Right, and I mean, nobody wants this sort of controversy going on because obviously, all the different political factions are trying to manipulate it to their benefit in one way or another, or you know. So, yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of interest. I don't know about pressure, but interest that gets resolved. That this is the policy and this is what we do or don't do.
Well, we're certainly going to keep an eye on that. I guess we'll find out here in a month or so. Pete, we haven't talked much about this, but I am curious to hear your thoughts. We're really, I think, for this stage of an election cycle, very busy in this U.S. Senate race. Mo Brooks, Katie Britt, Jessica Taylor, Linda Blanchard all have announced their candidacies for the Republican nomination. And here we are from a South Alabama perspective. I assume you're keeping an eye on this. What do you think about the way this is headed?
Well, I'm fascinated, and I have a little bit of a conundrum on the whole thing because here we are again. Even though, we're all supposedly Republicans and conservatives, we can't seem to get the establishment wing and the grassroots conservatives on the same page. They're going to wind up being at each other's throats when a lot of times I think we shouldn't have that much that divides us. So on the one hand, Katie Britt is, I like her. She's smart. I think she's got a lot of qualifications. I mean, she's a very, very impressive, talented young woman. And then on the other side, you got Mo Brooks, who's got, a long resume, been around a while. But what I'm getting from people is, Mo starts too many fights. Mo won't play the game. Mo won't be able to get us a bridge. Mo is going to cancel the LCS. you know, he's not going to play the game, and we need to elect somebody like Katie Britt, because you know what? We need to have somebody up there who will fight for Alabama projects and just think she's so young, she'll become so senior, she'll one day fulfill Senator Shelby's role of just being this most powerful senior sailor senator who can always get the pork for Alabama. And that's where I start to get queasy. Because that's what we've been living with, is we've had Senator Shelby up there doing a good job getting the pork for Alabama. But during that time, we've damn near lost the republic. We're watching elections get stolen. We're watching a rogue FBI spy on presidents, try to undermine presidents. The NSA is spying on citizens. There's all sorts of corruption, violations of the First Amendment, violations after the Second Amendment. And that's all while we've had this really beneficial relationship with the Senate, because we have a senior senator who can bring home the pork. And that kind of makes me a little bit sick when I don't know if I care if we get a bridge if we don't have any ships coming here to deliver goods to go over the bridge, or we don't have any jobs, or we don't have any rights, or we all have COVID vaccination passports or whatever. My point is, we're in a battle for the republic. So there's a man for every season, or a woman, and I kind of keep coming back that, well, you know, maybe Mo is rough around the edges. Maybe Mo doesn't play well with others. Maybe Mo isn't going to bring home the pork, and he's just going to be a pariah up there. And I'm not decided on this, but I have to keep wondering, well, maybe that's what we need to restore order in Washington. Is somebody who will go over there and turn over the tables and say, we got to get this country back on a path of being a constitutional republic and not just being some big old treasury up there for everybody to loot and see who can, you know, have the most senior guy who can best manipulate the parliamentary procedures to bring home the most pork. Because I have a sinking feeling that's why we're where we're at.
Well, I tell you, Pete, I think that's exaggerated. I think that the people, the way we talk about Richard Shelby and all he's done, certainly left a historic footprint. Without him, there's no UAB or there's no health care coming out of the steel industry. Certainly Huntsville benefited. But I don't know that rank-and-file voters are like, oh, my gosh, more federal government goodies, the way we are told that's what they need to believe. Because I you know, this idea that we're going to it's an appealing notion that we could be wards of the federal government is really going to sell to a Republican primary electorate. That's what they want. They want the guy that's going to bring home the bacon. I don't know that that's the case at all. Now, you know, it's a matter of debate whether you think there's virtue in that or not. But just looking at the politics, I don't go to Republican meetings, and I'm sure you are your common sense meetings, and say, you know, we need to be conservative about everything except for just this little thing with Richard Shelby. I don't think that is at all the case.
Well, I won't disagree with what you're saying. What I'm telling you is that every time I bring up about Mo, that's what I'm getting. That's what all my Republican friends are telling me, is Mo's just going to flame out. Mo's not going to do this. And I mean, I'm being told this by other Republicans, that we need Katie because she will be there for a long time and become the super senator and bring home all the pork so we can have all this influence. And I don't necessarily disagree with it. I mean, we're in normal times and we didn't, you know, have big tech taking our First Amendment rights and the Democrats trying to take our Second Amendment rights and a corrupt FBI, and nobody seems to ever be able to hold to the rule of law. Well, yeah, then I'd be all about, yeah, let's see who can get us the most influence. I'm just saying, I have a conundrum about that. That's what I'm hearing from other Republicans, why I shouldn't support Mo.
Well, I tell you, though, I think Katie would tell you this if we had her on, that you could do both. that you could be the bulwark, stand, you know, in the way of any intrusions into our constitutional rights, that you could maintain the republic, and you could do all this, and we could also bring back our share of federal money back to Alabama.
Yeah.
I guess it comes down to this, though. What's the bigger priority? And not to say that Mo Brooks will do a little bit of that. You're not the member of Congress from Huntsville and not have somewhat of a, you know, bring home something. But it just depends on where do your priorities line up. And I don't know. Like I've tried to ask her this, what she thought, you know, what she thought was important, how she saw herself. Was she going to be, you know, this is Alabama's a long, long tradition of these type of legislators we send to Washington to bring home the bacon, to build us the the 10-Tom Waterway, or, you know, there's a legacy there, right? But
yeah.
I guess the question is, how high of a priority should that be? And if you don't think it is as high of a priority, then you go with maybe Congressman Brooks. And if you think it's a higher priority, then maybe you go with a Katie Boyd Britt.
Well, and that's kind of where I'm getting at where the conversation is going. Is what is the higher priority right now? And don't get me wrong, I like her. I think she's very impressive. You know, I mean, I could easily support somebody like her, and I haven't really made a final decision. I mean, I keep going back and forth, but I'm kind of getting down to what's the priority right now. Is the priority making sure we regain our influence in the Senate so we can get the bridges and all these other things, or is the priority to restore our constitutional republic? And who's going to do that better? So that's kind of where I'm at. And, you know, maybe I'm just kind of scolding some of my Republican friends who keep telling me the reason we need the younger person is so they can be in the Senate longer. And when I hear that, that just makes me think, well, that's kind of why we're where we're at, is because we have people that are in the Senate longer all across this country.
Well, we're going to be waiting a long, long time for Katie Britt to catch up with that. But, you know,
yeah.
I am a little put off by this notion that we are so dependent as Alabamians on the federal government. If it wasn't for somebody like a Richard Shelby, we would be in big, big, big trouble. I'm not saying that what Richard Shelby has done isn't noteworthy, hasn't had a positive impact, but I think we would have figured out a way to be just fine without all this federal spending in Alabama. It seems, I don't know, it's a put off. It seems condescending, and I wonder if that, you know, at some point when you hear that over and over again, if it doesn't have an impact on voters.
I don't know. I think it does. So, I mean, to me, I think it's an issue for the Katie Britt and the, I don't know, you call them the establishment Republicans. But on the other side, I think Mo Brooks, they should not be attacking her. That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I don't know why they're attacking her. If I was advising the Mo Brooks campaign, my attack I would take is that she's one of the most impressive, talented young women that I've ever seen. Golly, I really wish she was running for governor.
Well, and you know, that she has a bright political future ahead. It's just I think it's going to rub some people the wrong way. Here comes the former head of the Chamber of Commerce for the state. And with Chamber of Commerce, the connotation is, you know, open borders, big business cronyism. And I don't know that to be the case with her, but that is the baggage you bring to it with that association.
No. And look, I'm a member of a couple of chambers, but if you get all the way up to the top of the chamber, that's it. It's open borders. It's Common Core and all those things. And then, you know, that will rub a lot of people the wrong way. It's going to be interesting. There's so much time between now. I mean, in one way, it's a lot of time. In some ways, it's a little bit of time. I'm just going to be really curious to see which way it goes. And it really, I think it depends on who runs the better campaign.
Well, right now, if you believe the early polling, I mean, it's a blowout for Congressman Brooks. I think it tightens up for sure. 2.2 million early fundraising call for Katie Britt. You know, but some of that money for general election, some of that money for the primary, obviously. But the race is going to tighten up, and I guess maybe like what will be interesting to me is see where Katie Britt steers these resources and how she tries to position herself as a candidate. Right now, just a lot of platitudes, a lot of make Alabama great again kind of stuff. But then when we start drilling down on policy and we start having these policy debates, maybe we'll have a better idea.
Right, right. Yeah, a little bit of too much personality driven. So, and, you know, I've met both of them, but I don't really know either one of them. Just kind of what I read about in Breitbart, you know. So we'll learn as we go, I guess.
Hey, Pete, we ran out of time getting to your column here, but anyway, folks want to find it. They want to check you out online. They want to check out your fantastic radio show. Tell them where to go look.
Well, go check out my weekly columns at renewamerica.com. That's renewamerica.com. This week it's about defunding the police and record crime racing to third world status. What are they really after since, you know, nobody wants record crime and everybody, nobody wants to be in crime infested communities, and all the people polled, black, white, brown, whatever, want more policing. Check it out at renewamerica.com. And as always, FM 106.5 every Thursday at 8 p.m. Turn up common sense. Love to have you join me. And Jeff, I really appreciate you taking out time for me.
Hey, thanks for coming on. We always appreciate it. Pete Ream, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get a break in here. I'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.